to Movie Night with your hosts, Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly.
Hey, boys and girls, welcome to the Movie Night Podcast. I am Dwayne Perkins, joined, as always, by my hilarious co-host, TK Kelly. Each week, we watch a movie, and we have a guest, and they watch the movie. I think you know this already. And then we meet here, and we discuss.
Why are we still saying it? Like 297 episodes in, still trying to like find some little way to say it.
Then like
everyone listening is like, just fucking get to the movie.
Exactly. And even if they don't know, someone like clicked on Movie Night and was like, what do you guys do?
It's pretty self-explanatory. Right. We're creatures of habit. Our guest this week, I can't believe it took us 297 episodes to get to her. She is one of my favorite people. I share an office with her at Tosh.0.
Yeah.
She is a hilarious comedy writer. Alex Ovedia, what is up?
Hi. How
How's
are
it
you?
Going? How have you been
personally
since
insulted.
I saw you 2 hours?
297
just,
in.
You've just been sitting on it for 297 episodes, fuming.
Yeah. Yeah, every week. Didn't
you,
get that
you gotta
text.
Want it, you know? I didn't feel like
I was
you
hungry. I was hungry for it. You sensed that. What's up? Not much. We're back at work.
We are.
Been there for 2 weeks
back
now.
Back at it for season 49?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's season 12.
Is it actually
12.
Season 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I keep going to say 11. Like, that's crazy.
Wow.
But
one
it's
more.
12.
Yeah.
Also crazy.
It's crazy that we're renewed through 16. That's the crazy part.
Well, listen, to quote Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, because the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out it's not going anywhere.
That's exactly right. Why. I just saw him at the Atwater Village Farmer's Market.
Get out.
The other day.
Very nice.
A lot of people losing their minds.
Right.
It seemed unpleasant for him. But
that's a good celebrity
that's
get.
That's the price. That's price.
I saw Kira Sedgwick the other day. I mean, I don't want to brag.
Oh, pretty dope.
Yeah. I also caught a...
Wasn't she the closer?
She's
at some
the
point?
Closer.
Oh, you know she was the closer. I just caught Kid Cudi at the Gelson's over on
what?
Hyperion.
Now, I would have freaked out about that.
Yeah, he was at the deli counter.
Yeah. I like Kid Cudi. Loved him in... I think How to Make It in America, that HBO
show. Yeah, that
was a
fun show.
That was
the entourage of clothes.
It was the entourage without... One guy being super rich,
yeah.
And it was in
it's
New York.
It's just about one guy making jeans.
Right.
It was a niche show. I enjoyed it, but there's a reason it didn't stick around.
Right.
So what's new? What's new in life? You know, we're back at work. I know you're looking at houses.
I am.
Getting real adult stuff
nice.
Going.
Very nice. Atwater is where I'm looking.
Alex is going to move in next door to me.
Yep.
So we can spend every day together.
Yes.
All
nice.
I want to be in your office and in your home.
You want to just move into this when we convert it?
Honestly, yeah. I'm in. Throw a bathroom in here and I'm in. Not a whole lot. I have just restarted The Office. That's my new thing.
The American one?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
My girlfriend has never seen it because she doesn't work in the industry, so marrying her. But
wait, she's never seen The Office?
She's never seen The Office.
That's
so we're like rewatching it together.
One to like
that's cool.
Gift someone.
Yes,
you're like,
you're welcome.
You're going to love this. We're going to watch it for several weeks.
Yes.
That's a good rewatch.
She loves Michael Scott, which I think is for a first time viewer of that show is not necessarily like the first person you go to. You want to do the Jim and Pam thing. But
yeah.
She
exactly.
Like, loves Michael.
Wait,
I'm like, great.
Even in season one?
In season one, yes.
A
she
monster?
Thinks he's so funny. And I'm
hilarious.
Like, I feel like maybe I'm learning things about you. I don't know if I love.
Yeah, she likes a maniac. That's
cool.
Yeah,
that's fine.
That doesn't mean you're a maniac.
No.
Necessarily. Mm-hmm. Right,
but
right.
And it could.
No, but that's taken up quite a bit of my time.
Yeah, The nice. Office, we just worked together on a parody for Tosh that'll be on this season.
Oh, nice.
It's called The Meowfus.
That's hilarious. Some
yep.
cats involved somehow.
Yeah. Yes. the guest we had on the show is an IT guy who dresses like a cat. So
oh, I love
we
it.
Did a Meowfus parody.
We put them together.
See, because the internet. That's a wonderful
it's
thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
A beautiful
As we
thing.
Were doing it, I was like, this is one of the dumbest things I've ever witnessed, let
so
alone
good.
Been a part of. But
that
it
is,
was so fun.
That is dope as hell. And with your girl, like, okay, you don't watch The Office. That's fine. Like, if you'd say, like... Like before I watched,
I guess that's fine. I guess we'll stay
no,
together.
No, no, no. Like before I got in late on Breaking Bad, right? But
okay,
if you say,
yeah.
Oh, what were you doing? I could tell you, well, I was late on The Wire, so I was
so
probably
I
watching The Wire.
That.
You were
I'm
watching
the same
Breaking
way.
Bad.
With most shows like that, it's so, like 6 years later,
right,
I'm like,
right.
Yeah, we can give this a shot.
So I just wonder, what was she watching? Or just was she not watching TV? Is she a don't watch TV person?
She doesn't watch TV, but she's the only person I know who has cable. Like, she pays for cable, but
she
does not
watch
TV.
That's how institutionalized Americans are with cable.
She works.
I gotta have it.
She works in politics, so I think she watches a lot of that kind of stuff.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but no, she's missed all the shows.
Right.
So I'm just introducing them. I was like, The Office is good.
Yes, it's amazing. You get to, like, curate her what she gets exposed to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
we were on a plane, and an episode of 30 Rock was playing, and she just looked at me, and she was like, I feel like I would like this show. And I was like, yeah, it's amazing.
Right.
Everybody
it's
likes
one of
this
the
show.
Funniest shows ever.
It was like she was discovering it.
What's the next thing? Do you have one you're like keeping in your pocket? They're like, I'm gonna blow your mind with this one.
I want her to watch Parks and Rec just because it's got the political aspect
uh-huh.
to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true. Skip season one also.
But yes, another skip season one. But I think that maybe it's too real for her.
Right.
Like
right.
her whole life is dealing with people who aren't
you
listening.
You should have her watch Veep.
Yeah. Good
it's a
God.
Nightmare,
no.
I'm sure.
she said that her life is a lot like Veep.
Yeah.
She
oh,
knows
wow.
a little bit about Veep.
I feel like that show is probably so much closer to the reality of
yeah,
what politicians are
so.
Like than people
right.
realize.
Like more yeah. than like The West Wing or
yeah,
or
yeah. like
the
obviously they're
Shirashi.
Playing up for comedy, but
right.
the way they speak to each other. I'm like, yeah, I bet that's exactly
the
how
zany
they're,
antics,
and just all of the like, everything is just a play to get something else.
Yes,
is like disgusting. Like, oh, this is how our government functions.
Yeah,
cool. That's... Everyone just, I'll back that bill if you give me this thing. That's a good system.
Yeah,
that's a good way to get the things done that need getting done.
Mm-hmm.
Guys. The system is
just,
broken.
Just make sure you don't do it with other countries. That's all we ask.
Yeah.
let's get into this movie.
Speaking of other countries.
Bam.
Oh,
accidental transition.
Oh my God. Hey. That's the first one. That's the first.
That might be.
That's my first accidental.
I kind of thought maybe it was.
So that, did I.
Because there was a brief pause.
It.
So I was like, all right, I guess we're doing this.
No, no.
First one.
Wow.
First accidental, yeah.
297 in.
Oh, yeah. I used to have a joke about like women either like they either like the alpha male or the guy they have to rescue.
Mm-hmm.
It was like no in between. And I don't know, somehow, no, I know what I said. I said, if you can't be a rock star, be the best at anything. That was the thing. So like, if you're the best accountant, you won't have like rock star girls, but you'll have girls who love accountants. And
mm-hmm.
and I said, you know, there'll be girls out there who love your double entry method. I said that, right? Which is just an accounting method. And I said it and everyone laughed and I was like, what did I just say? Oh, I see. Okay. That's what I was saying.
Did you keep it in?
I did, yes.
That's fine. Well, I love that you didn't notice that. You're such a sweet man.
Yeah. Right.
What's everyone laughing? Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
I'm
filthy.
So sorry.
Well, this was a clean accidental
this was a clean
transition.
Accident. Yes,
so
yes.
Let's do it, though. Let's talk about this movie. It is from 2019. It's called Parasite.
Mm.
It is directed by Bong Joon-ho. It stars, I'm sorry, in advance.
I was so happy that you do this part of the...
Kang Ho Song, Sun Kyun Lee, Yi Jung Jo, and others.
Yesterday...
I'll stop there.
Actually, this morning, yesterday and this morning before I showered up, I had a Kim Jong-un shirt on that said assassin that my friends in Malaysia made. Because, you know, he killed his brother. It's a long thing.
Sure.
But anyway, yes.
Bad guy.
You know,
bad
not
guy.
A good person. Yeah. What did you guys think of this movie? First of all, obviously, Best Picture winner.
Yes.
We scheduled this
well
podcast
deserved.
Before we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And then kept putting it off.
Right.
So
we're
it
in the
out.
Future now.
But we are. Nice Mike Birbiglia quote. Was that accidental?
Yes, it was.
Direct Mike Birbiglia quote. What is happening?
Right.
I think that's the name of one of his albums.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Sorry. It's I'm in the future also. That's on me.
We're in the future now. Close enough.
So what did you think?
So I had the very good opportunity of my brother being a crazy movie guy and being like, we got to go see this movie the day it comes out.
Oh, wow.
So we went opening night and I knew very little about it. I had seen the trailer for it. I mean, everybody knew very little about it from seeing the trailer for it. And I saw the trailer and I was like, this is going to be weird. I'm in. And we saw it the first night and it was so good. And we just couldn't stop talking about it afterwards. And I was just waiting for other people to go see it.
Right,
and it was
right.
so great because I know a lot of people were like, oh, I didn't like it because it was too, you know, hyped up. And yeah. I was like, oh, thank God I saw it first day because like
there was
they've done themselves a disservice
right,
by waiting.
Right. That's a great point. I got it as a screener with very little hype, but just enough to pique my interest because the name doesn't, it's weird because like, I feel like they did themselves a disservice naming it that because it's not something I would be drawn to. But then when you watch it, you're like, oh, that's a perfect title.
Yeah.
Right.
So what do you do, right?
And it was like the perfect, to me, it was ambiguous enough that you could still go in like kind of clueless about it.
Yeah.
Even after like, I heard there was a lot of hype around it. Everyone at work was talking about it, and I was like trying not to catch any spoilers or anything. But I wasn't able to go to the movies because the baby was like brand new at the time. And I watched the screener, and it still shocked the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Like it didn't. Yeah. There was no part of it that it being hyped up ruined for me at all because it was like I still didn't see any of this coming.
Yeah.
I still didn't know really what it was genre wise going in either,
which
was fun. Like when you don't quite know, and then like this movie first half is very
so funny.
Very funny. And when it shifts hard.
Big time.
And you're just like, oh my God, this is like two movies just smashed together and this movie blew me away.
Oh, me too. Like whenever I write something, I don't mean to do it, but I tend to just smash genres, but it doesn't come out. You know, usually it doesn't come out as well as this one did. And they did such a great job of it.
Usually.
right. Well, because it's sort of like you want to not be pigeonholed to either one.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you run the risk of disappointing everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
Fans of both. But they didn't do it here. Like if you love suspense or horror, I'm not sure. But if you love that kind of movie, you're good.
Yeah.
And if you like comedy,
right,
you're good.
Yeah. It's
you know,
not like
no one's
it was,
complaining.
Each side was like half-assed. They
right,
were
right.
both whole-assed.
Yeah.
They were whole-assed.
Right.
Yeah.
It reminded me a bit of Get Out.
Yes.
The way that succeeded in being a legitimate horror movie with very, very funny scenes.
Right.
But they did it in such a different way where it was like, all right, let's go back to Lil Rel. And, he's doing his thing and that'll be funny. But this is so like, it's just hilarious. This family's interactions and the way that they scam this other rich family so like mercilessly, like no, they're just like, fuck these people. We need money.
Right.
And you get it. You get their motivation. They're hilarious. And then when it starts to get dark, it happens so quickly and still maintains some of the comedy while it gets dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like enough that you're not like, this is the most fucked up thing I've ever seen.
You're right. You know, I'm so glad you said that. It's sort of like a DJ, like back in the day when a DJ would play like, if you were at a reggae hip hop club and you know, some people like both, some people just like reggae, I'll be back. Other people like hip hop, I'll be back. And then as a DJ, you couldn't just have like this massive shift. You know, it wasn't like a volleyball match. You had to sort of, and this movie did a great job of that. Like Capleton was a song you'd play because it was like a reggae song with a hip hop beat.
Mm.
And so either if you, whatever music was playing, once you played Capleton, you knew the next one's coming. And like you said, like because the shift is severe, but not to the point of you feeling like disoriented. You're not like, what the, you know.
This is a new movie now? Like,
Exactly.
I don't know. Did either one of you guys ever see Sunshine? It was a sci-fi thriller. And it was a movie that tried to take a really sharp turn. And it fell apart, and it was such a shame because I was like loving the movie up to that point.
Right.
But it took such a harsh shift and didn't retain enough of what it started as that it just felt like, what was this, like an alternate, like it felt like maybe the studio made them rewrite an ending or some shit. But this movie, and it started to feel like that for a second when it starts turning, you're like, holy shit, like this is not, I like the movie I was watching, but they don't leave it behind, and you like the characters enough by then, and it's peppered in with a little jokes or just like funny violence.
I mean, we don't do spoiler alerts, and being that this, it's been out long enough, guys. So the
that's another thing we probably don't have to tell them, but we always do. We're like, listen, we're going to spoil this movie.
In a way, it's good because now everyone, not everyone, but people who wanted to watch it probably have had a chance to watch it.
Yeah.
The husband in the basement is such a sad sack of shit, but it's funny that it works.
He's so, eating that banana, you're just like,
oh. He's a monster. He's lived there for like 6 years. Yeah. He's fucking crazy.
His little creepy eyes like poking up
him,
the stairs.
I mean, maybe the funniest part of the movie is when he comes upstairs and they like party with the other family, and him and his wife are just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And they're like riding each other, and she's doing a Kim Jong-un impression.
Yeah.
And he's like cackling about how great her Kim Jong-un impression is. I was fucking crying. It was just like, I didn't expect it to get that goofy in the middle. And I think that also was a really smart thing where it starts out subtly funny and then it gets sort of slapsticky and crazy. Even the way like they're knocking off this family's other workers is so funny to me.
Oh,
like they give the woman a peach like just try to murder her with a peach and then like tell the rich lady that she's got tuberculosis.
Yeah.
I'm like, these motherfuckers are merciless. It's so funny, and then that it makes that turn so much more
unexpected. Absolutely. And, you know, my grandmother used to always tell me the lazy man works the hardest. What's so great about it, too, is like, it's so intriguing without, there's no real villain. Like, the villain, I guess, is the system.
No, you kind of like everybody.
Yeah, that's a good point. The villain is just the way that they're stuck where they are.
Right.
And the only way they could ever be in contact with these people is to be their maid, their tutor,
all that shit.
And it's so relatable in any country, I think.
Like this
movie immediately made me just, as funny as they were early on, you're also like, God, these people are in a bad way. Like they live in a shithole. People think their house is a toilet.
Yes.
They keep just peeing on their house.
I don't understand why that toilet is. Is that a space saving thing?
It's above why is it the. So I don't know.
I've been to Asia. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
It was like halfway up. I don't even.
It's like you had to crouch down sitting on it.
It's like, here's what it feels like to be 7'4". I don't know what was the point.
I really enjoyed too, though, like getting to see, once they did con their way into this family, like watching them experience the way the rich live.
Yeah.
And get you see that resentment building,
mm-hmm.
like just little by little, where at first they're so, especially the father who is amazing. He's in all this guy's movies.
Right.
And he's always so great. But watching his resentment build for the rich husband.
Yes.
Is like, and obviously it culminates in him freaking out and murdering
him
because he said he smells.
Yes.
But that's like a lifetime of being treated as less than.
Yeah.
Like,
and he wasn't even like a dick about it either. He was just sort of like, they got a little smell.
Listen,
to him.
People smell. You're not going to say it when they're around.
Right.
You don't know he's under your fucking coffee table or whatever. I don't remember which scene he heard him in.
It was that one.
Then him and his wife fucking boned down. While this dude's under the coffee table with his children. It's so funny.
And it's like, they even make out like you would imagine rich people. It's so...
It's boring.
Organized. Yes, and they have their pajamas on.
Mechanical.
They have their jammers on.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, all right, we're going to do this.
And when he wet his finger, I'm like, that's not enough. Like, you should have just went in dry. Like, I don't think that did what it needed to do.
That was just a cursory lick. That'll barely turn a page, man. What are you doing?
Right.
But like, again, that scene is so unexpected. This movie just kept doing things I just wouldn't have thought it was going to do. Because my impression of this director was Snowpiercer.
Right.
Which I really enjoyed.
We did that one too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Super interesting movie. I will say, even
the train one?
Yeah, yeah.
I love train movies. So.
Dwayne is a huge train movie guy. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've never not liked a movie on a train.
We could have, if Dwayne had his way, this would be a train movie podcast. Or the opening song would be by the band Train.
Right.
He's got a problem.
Meet Virginia. Okay, go ahead.
I would have gone Drops of Jupiter, but fine.
Right, right.
Man, I was going Hey Soul Sister.
Oh, hey, wow. Shit. There you go. There you go.
Train's got some hits.
Don't sleep.
What was I saying? I fucking lost it. This director, Snowpiercer, was not nearly as great of a film as this was, but also just super watchable because you don't know what you're going to get. But this was so different than that. I'm always so impressed when a director can handle a movie like that and then this that has so much comedy in it.
Right.
And
right.
This wins the best picture.
Yeah.
Like that's astounding. This guy winning that is such a huge deal.
It really is.
Not only because it's, you know, the first foreign language film, to me it's more because this is heavily comedy for a lot of this film, and they those types of movies don't get enough love.
But also, it kind of like has so many layers to this thing. It's so such a great thing. Like, if you write a comedy, it's a little harder to sell it nowadays because they say comedies don't translate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're laughing at them, then it stands to reason that they will laugh at us. You know, if it's a good comedy,
it's
so
way more universal than I think.
Yeah,
people give it credit for,
because that's why like. The theory is that movies that translate internationally are like big budget shooting things,
right.
Aliens, and people don't speak English that well or whatever. We don't speak Korean, and we all found it hilarious.
Exactly. Yeah. This is not a movie, by the way, even if you're a person who is not, I don't watch movies with subtitles. This is not a difficult movie to keep up with.
No, not at all.
Which is surprising because it does, a lot happens, and they there's a lot of dialogue, that a lot of like quippy quick dialogue, but something about the rhythm of this movie made it translate well enough that I didn't have any issue with it.
You can kind of watch it without even reading the subtitles.
That's like, a good point.
A lot of action.
You understand so much from context. That's a really good point. Right. I think that's the mark of like a great, an amazingly written movie, because by seeing what's going on, you could glance at the subtitles and you can get what you need to get. You don't have to see every exact word.
And as far as like the Oscars go, I feel like Hollywood in general is so just like masturbatory. Like Hollywood loves Hollywood.
Oh,
like
big time.
I still can't believe that La La Land didn't just win everything just because it's what it's about.
Fucking movie sucked.
I was like, it's a bad movie.
I thought that was a bad movie.
You know, I haven't watched it. I don't think so. I watched like the first 5 minutes and I didn't know that it was, you know, maybe
musical?
I knew, but I kind of knew, but I was just like,
the musical
aspect
was
not good.
The musical part wasn't my issue, though.
No, I love a musical.
It was just like, this is bad.
It's not good.
I'll have to watch it.
That was the year that we did do...
the other one. One that really won, right?
Yes.
Moonlight.
Yes.
Moonlight. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, but so I expected Once Upon a Time in Hollywood to just sweep everything.
I
feel like this movie is so much about like you're right, like the villain is basically like socioeconomic status. So it's like, why would people in Hollywood want a movie that sort of talks about how bad that is? Like the rich people in Hollywood would be the ones that would be like, no, don't.
They love a cause though, even if it's hypocritical. You know, Joaquin Phoenix is up there talking about
like this movie.
And it's time to be, I guess, inclusive given the political climate.
And I think that it really speaks to just how good this movie was. That not, it wasn't just like a cursory nomination. It was like, there's no denying that. And to me, of the Best Picture nominees that I've seen this year, I hadn't seen 1917 before the Oscars. So to me, I was like, good, the right movie won. This was the best movie I've seen. And then when I watched 1917, I was like, okay, I wouldn't have been mad if
In
that
fact,
won, because it was great. But
I thought 1917 would win, and like Hollywood would pat itself on the back for nominating Parasite.
Exactly. That's the way it seemed like it was going. Right. I hadn't seen 1917, but in my head, I was like, yeah, it's going to win.
Yeah.
The way it's being talked about and the fact that it was Sam Mendes is
But Parasite was pitch perfect. It's kind of like in sports, that team that gets to the championship as a rookie. It's like Magic Johnson. He's a rookie game six. And it's like, you know what?
You can't deny it.
You went to the championship as a rookie. That's enough. He's like, no, I'm going to drop 40.
Yeah.
And I'm going to win the whole thing. And I'm going to be Magic. I'm just going to start being great now. Is that all right with everyone?
Yeah, but you're right. It's almost like, okay, we nominated you, so we've done our duty, and now we can really make the one that we want win. But they didn't do that this time.
And the amount of nominations, too, like, to me, that was a real cop-out way to be more inclusive, even though you could tell, like, five of those movies were not getting real consideration.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, never had a shot. Every year it feels that way. So,
when Hustlers didn't get nominated, I knew the whole thing was rigged.
Oh, man. I didn't see that
robbed.
One yet. There was so much buzz around that at first.
I saw that movie, and I don't get the buzz. Buzz. My Clippers went.
Kate turned it off. My wife turned it off. She was watching it with her friend. And she was like, "This is not what I thought it was."
No buzz.
Man, I had a good time watching that.
It wasn't. It wasn't bad. But I just don't think it was like that level of.
And it didn't get
right.
Nearly the consideration people seemed to think it was going to get out of the gate. But this was a movie too that like I thought that might kind of take its feet out from under it, which like immediately everyone at least in LA was like talking about this movie, and I was now everyone's gonna tear it down and talk about why it's not as good as everybody's saying. But like, this has kept its rating up real high.
Didn't Trump talk shit about this movie?
Of course he did. He's
someone told me. I don't know.
He tweeted about it.
Well, also a rally in Arizona. He was fucking talking
about
it. That's
the genius. He says different things to different people, you know?
Of course he does.
Yeah.
And it's genius. I don't know. I think the word we're looking for is a fucking scumbag. Liar.
Dementia.
Playing people. But yeah, what he said was so what he would say, which was just like, and the best picture winner was from South Korea. What's that about?
Yeah, just like an old man.
Yeah. And Arizona was like, what is that about?
But the thing is, you guys don't care about that anyway, right? Like, you don't care about Hollywood. You want California to just break away.
Yeah, like an absolute expert at preaching to the choir. He goes to Arizona and he tells them what they want to hear.
Exactly. Yeah, because he wants cheers.
He's talking to old people about how Hollywood sucks, right? And it's like, dude, you had a television show.
Right.
Exactly.
That's why you're here.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck?
And the thing about that, though, is I once drove from Japan. I didn't drive, excuse me. Someone drove me from like two places in Japan that were like 4 hours apart, but not anywhere near a city. And it just struck me. It was like, I think it was Ikanu Iwakuni to Sasebo, if I'm saying it right. But it was like a 4 or 5 hour drive. And I was like, wait a second. The whole way there, everything is in English and Japanese.
Yeah.
All the signs. And like, to me, it's just sort of like, you've done this service to us based on, I don't know, maybe our dominance or whatever you want to call it, but I can drive in Japan and it signs in English deep in the countryside.
Yeah, no problem finding where I need to go.
Like, every sign, you've put my language, and these are places where people don't even speak English.
Yeah.
And we can't watch one or two of their movies?
Right.
Like, come on, guys.
Well, yeah, that speak English thing has reached the tipping point of like where it was like funny because it was like, well, we're not going to learn. And now like, no, we're pieces of shit.
Yeah,
we're all so lazy. Bad. Everyone else knows all of the languages.
Well, it's at a point now where they've done such a good job that it's like, we shouldn't say like, we're not going to learn. We should just say thanks.
Yeah, right.
Also like, we're not going to be able to do
much
that.
Much appreciated. They're
right. But yeah, that's a good point too, is that like, I feel like we're at a time now where saying, oh, I don't watch movies with subtitles is not nearly as accepted as it was.
No, you sound like a dick.
Exactly. Like,
cool.
And globalization, especially of the economy, makes this movie so relatable and so pertinent for us that it's like, you should watch this movie. Even if you don't think you're going to like it, this is a story that like everyone can identify with,
so,
from either end of the spectrum.
And because the family like, it almost is like when I was watching it, I had no problem with the shift, but it's like, I don't do well with suspense, right? I don't know. Maybe I'm in the wrong business, but I'll read a book.
Unless it's on a train.
Oh, yeah, unless it's on a train. I fucks with that. But I'll read a book and get like 5 pages from the end and just be like, oh, and I put it down.
Oh my.
Because I don't know what's, I'm stressed out about what's going to happen. And no matter what happens, it's going to be over. But if I stop reading, then it's not over.
True.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I know this is a little crazy.
That is very crazy. So do you have like a lot of books you haven't finished?
No, I power through.
You get there eventually.
I'll just like put it down for a day or something, you know? And so I didn't hate the shift, but I was so loving the comedy that I was like, oh. But then when you look back, the comedy is necessary only because the no villain thing is because you love this family. They're funny. They get along with it. They love each other. But they need to be dicks a little too. Otherwise, you can kind of root for them.
Yeah.
You're left not knowing who to root for because they just take it too far. Like,
yeah.
One or two people working, fine. But you just took out everyone.
They got greedy.
Right.
But it's based on need. So you can identify. Like, I love the way they handled all the characters is like, you can't dislike them because their reasons are noble and real.
Right.
Even though they are dicks and they're like
they're doing a
taking
bad thing,
other people's
but
jobs, but they
people.
Need right. yeah they need it. And then on the flip side, they didn't make the rich people these like cookie cutter super hateable.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like kicking the maid. Yeah. Kind of thing. Right. Yeah.
It's like they seem like these are okay people, but they're
maybe a little naive, very, and they're also rich,
and they're very wealthy. Yeah. They live in a bubble, and they don't think maybe before they say certain things.
Right,
you
right.
know, it's so easy to, it's so easy to me to not like put it on. It would be easy to me. I'm sorry to put this on them.
You exactly. know,
to be like
exactly.
the rich
exactly.
are the bad, and it's not about that.
And it's amazing because they. I mean, the husband seems like he's really, really accomplished. Mm-hmm. The wife is smart, but maybe naive, like you said.
Yeah.
But the poor people who are manipulative in this movie, they're pretty smart too. Like they speak English, seemingly on the same level mm-hmm. that the rich people. They seem to be.
They're very cunning.
Other than that, they don't have money.
Yeah, I mean,
they're pretty smart and everything.
Kid's able to tutor this girl. Like, his friend tells him, like, take my job. Just say you're in college because you're clearly smart enough. Like,
it's
just like, they just are not at a level where they can grow. They can't advance. They're stuck in the spot that they're stuck in.
And I was going to say, in the same way that you like trains, I love a movie or book where I don't know what the fuck is going on. That's my favorite kind of thing. And because I was familiar with Bong Joon-ho's like Snowpiercer and Okja, I had seen, I knew that something was going to go down.
And so the
whole time I was like enjoying the comedy, but I was like, okay, like when is this thing going to turn to shit?
Yeah.
And he did not disappoint, obviously, but like, I love a movie where I don't know what's happening.
I mean, and if it carries it off the way this movie does, of course, like sometimes I agree. I enjoy that too. I like watching a movie that piques my interest, but I don't really know enough about to spoil anything, but sometimes the credits roll on that movie and you're like, oh,
well,
I still don't know what
I didn't get
like,
what I
didn't
wanted.
Really I don't feel like I needed to watch that, but this movie is not that at all. It's mysterious enough, but it's also completely like you can put yourself in that story.
Identify
with the people enough, it's a story that holds together so well.
Oh, it all makes sense.
Even when it gets crazy, you believe it. In the situation, you're like, I can see how that person would do that in this scenario.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's like they mashed up two movies. Like, sometimes when we have questions at the end, not every time, but sometimes we have the question of, like, write a spinoff, or who would you like to, if you could pick one character and hear their story, or a sequel, whatever the case. And so when you eliminate the driver, and then you eliminate the maid, and you take their jobs away, the average movie, you're like, oh, we don't know what happened to them. They're not that important. Yeah. And this movie, it almost took the maid story and just smashed it into this story.
Yeah.
And so even though we don't get the driver back, like the maid, and then the system thing again. Because it's, and I love that it's like poor people at this level, they do the same things. They even had the same failed businesses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. I mean, the reason that she really figures them out is because she's the same.
She knows exactly right. What they're like,
she has that she's done that cunning thing. Type yeah. of thing. When she shows back up too, like,
I'm like, don't she, let she her has in.
Of course, like, don't
taken
let her
a real
in.
Real nosedive.
Yes.
She's but got like, crazy eyes and yeah. that, like, ring camera thing they have. You're like,
that was the
boy.
Moment, though, of that movie where you start to feel it. You're like, oh my God, yeah. what's going to happen?
Because you're like, is she going to kill them? You don't know what's going to happen. Yeah.
Nothing good.
But nothing predictable in any way.
No, was there's there any a man part of you, downstairs.
Like, I bet there's a secret basement with a guy in it.
Absolutely
like,
not.
It's fucking crazy.
And the one thing, and in both times it was the dad, which isn't maybe that was on purpose because he's the one who ultimately snaps and kills the guy. But the one thing that I thought, this movie's great. I love this movie. I'll watch it over and over again. But the one thing I thought, like you're better than this, is when they fell down the steps. That whole sort of like,
oh yeah,
you know, Three Stooges kind
rolling
of moment.
Rolling down, hitting yeah, one like, side and then rolling down the next.
And
yeah.
the dad, I think the dad has two different moments where I forget, there was another one where. He's the direct cause that, oh yeah, so there's two. So when they fall down the steps, that's how they're outed because they're listening and the dad is like, ooh.
Yeah.
And then when he lets her go
yeah.
and she runs up the stairs and then the wife has to kick her back down the yep. stairs. And both times I'm like the dad, you dropped the ball, man.
but
I mean, that's necessary. These things do happen. People yeah. sneeze, all this kind of stuff.
Sure.
But I just thought.
I sort of love, though, that the violence was so slapsticky
it
in
was,
moments
yeah.
where like when you by the time it really sinks in that this former maid now has a horrible head injury. Like, ugh. It's only that sinks in as you're coming down from laughing at.
Right, because it's
like
funny.
Just like chest kicked you,
yes,
down the
it's,
stairs.
Like the whole, it's so silly, the violence. And then the consequences of the violence are very realistic.
Absolutely,
but,
yeah.
But while it's happening, like the fights are just so fucking nutty.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That's another thing that felt like, man, I didn't expect like a full-on slapstick
right.
battle royale.
Yeah. But it's kind of like people don't
movie.
Know how to fight. That's how they fight.
No, yes, yeah. yes. Oh, it's totally, totally realistic. And they're literally right. fighting for their lives, not in the sense, like their livelihood.
The yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah.
if I get outed, we're all fucked. If you get outed, this guy in the basement, you're definitely fucked. By the way, the fact that her husband living in the basement was the reason that the rich people's little kid was crazy was an amazing,
amazing
little yeah. touch of like, yeah. this kid thought he saw a ghost, had a seizure, has been messed up since, and it's this fucking
and it's a
maniac
real man.
Who just
real
like emerged
man.
From
ghosty,
their bookshelf.
Ghosty right, right. man.
Because oh. yeah. the kid is ultimately... Because he's the only one sort of not like blinded by his own deal, whatever he has going on.
Yeah.
So he sees the guy. He smells them. Like mm-hmm. he's on it from the,
oh,
from,
yeah.
he's
I
on
forgot.
Everything.
He's like, yeah. hey, he smells like her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, whatever, kid.
Yeah,
get
his weird
here.
Kid likes to smell people. yeah, that's a fun character too, because the whole, like everyone else is treating him like something different is wrong with him. But as the audience, you get to see like this kid's, there's nothing wrong with him.
Right,
he's doing
right.
what kids do best, which is just like saying what
being
they
honest,
are thinking.
And like,
yeah.
and then, right, like right. She's making, the girl's making up all the shit about what his artwork means.
The schizophrenic zone of the painting.
And then
the,
like the mom is then reading everything he does based on that.
Right.
Like it's fun to see how like, this young woman who they don't know from a hole in the wall
right.
is able to so quickly turn their opinion of their own child, and then like he would have been the one to clear everything up, but
right,
they,
right.
by that time they don't believe him at all. It's just there's so many little intricacies like that in this script that I really feel like I should read the script itself
yeah.
because it just holds together so perfectly.
Right.
I do love that she's talking about how he sees a ghost on his birthday, and then they just like, sure enough, he's eating that cake, sitting
and
down, and that
guy
just walks
out.
Up, and he's just like, whoa.
Yep. Goes immediately into a yep. seizure, and even that, like that, this kid now having the seizure makes the rich dad scream at the poor dad. You got to help my kid. He doesn't know why he's
right.
so upset that this random girl has been stabbed.
Right.
It's
right.
just everything is like every character is seeing something different as it happens. It's really, really interesting.
Absolutely. And I like, and the fact that the guy in the basement comes up just ready to stab makes complete sense too.
Yep, 100%.
I mean, he
a lot of stabbing energy.
Thought he was about to be out, and now he's back down there and with his dead wife. Whew. Yeah, he came out stabbing. It makes sense.
Yeah.
And you know, it's the fact that the husband goes down there, even that, I was so into the movie, even that I didn't see, right? Like, of you know, like, when you don't see him, you know, if you're thinking, you go, oh, maybe he's in the basement. I didn't think about that at all. Yeah, I was just so into the movie,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
it was, that's a good point, too. It was like, it was not the most outlandish, like, unpredictable ending, and you do, right. You slowly start to realize it, but, like, you didn't think that's you're where also, he went. You just think he's on the run. He's right. Somewhere. Right.
And you're also so distracted by things that are happening with everybody else that you almost forget about the dad at all. Right, like he runs off and you're like, okay, but is like the son alive? The daughter is dead and you're like so sad because like for me she was great. My favorite
absolutely.
Part of that whole movie.
She was so funny.
So I was just like, I know one of these kids has to die and of course it's going to be the best one.
yeah. And that was like, but you didn't know at the time, like you're also thinking, is the son also dead?
Right.
So it's like,
because he got a rock to the head.
Yeah. So like you've got this just whirlwind happening, which is again this genius. What like they put you so in that party,
And then
where like you're experiencing the madness, just like all the other party goers are. Yeah. Like what the fuck is happening? And he just runs off.
And like, it's even usually Act Three is just sort of like let's tie it up. But even Act Three is great because the son is laughing at horrible things because of his brain injury.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great that like they, and not that they would, I would hope not, but they set this up too in a way that it was like there was a tail end to the story. They tacked that part on, and then you get like the son now proclaiming like I'll become successful enough to someday buy this house so I can get my dad out of the basement.
I watched this interview where I read an interview with Bong Joon-ho where he was talking about that scene and how he's like weaving this beautiful picture of him like making the money and then going to get his dad and he can just walk up and like step into the sunshine basically. And he's just like, yeah, then I brought you back to him writing it in the basement of the basement house. So you know that that's never going to happen. And I was like, okay, well, I didn't know that that was never going to happen.
I know,
sat
right?
there thinking this is beautiful. And like, yes,
he's going to pick himself up by his bootstraps.
And like, he's going to get there. And he was just like, no, that's to remind you that he's never going to get there. He's always going to stay in that basement.
That's so Korean of him.
Cool.
That's harsh, man. This guy's not fucking around.
Yeah. And it goes to your point of like everyone sees different things, like you forget the family doesn't. They still don't know that compartment is in the house. The new family doesn't know.
Yeah,
the old
that's
family
great.
Doesn't know.
Yeah, this new family's in there. Also, nobody knows why this random maniac came and stabbed this girl. They don't know who he is, where he came from, what his motivation
is.
Just
a smelly homeless man.
Yes,
right. Because because
attack.
He gets killed. Right? Does he get killed? Yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't know.
He gets skewered. The wife skewers him.
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing that they don't know
just
that.
Kebobbed.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just so. And the fact that the maid cut the surveillance because.
Right. Which. Mm-hmm.
So that's why
escape.
No one sees him.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's almost like he had a movie. And then he did what some people don't do. He just took an extra few days to make it all.
Connect all the little pieces.
Yeah, just
all the wires.
Just put it down.
Yeah.
Come back in 10 days.
Right.
And just make it all make sense.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah. No, it's true. This is like that. You end up unpacking so much of it after watching it where you're just like, wait, hold on. Then when you realize those little things, like nobody knows why this guy was here. Nobody knows why this driver was so upset about this art
random
tutor
girl,
or whatever. Like, it's all so confusing and so fun to think about that like every little detail matches up. It also makes me feel like I'm never going to write anything that like is that tight.
No,
not that like this isn't what I'm going for, so it's fine. But like what he does is such a masterwork of
absolutely.
Like, you could lay it out on the bulletin board and strings attached to
it's
everything.
Amazing.
And it seems so easy. Like he didn't
it's
try
effortless.
Very hard.
It does,
to
doesn't
do
it?
That.
Yes, it feels like
that's why I know I won't be able to do it because I'll do that for 10 years.
You'll fucking agonize over it.
But I think the thing is, you got to look at it. It's like if you watch Michael Jordan dunk from the free throw line, mm-hmm. and you say, I'm going to learn how to shoot a jump shot.
You know what I mean? I'm going to do the best version of what I can do.
And I think if you watch this movie, you go, you know what? Let me make the best cookie cutter movie I can make. Mm-hmm. He already did this.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, everyone made cookie cutter movies too, but they always need those.
Yeah.
I'll make another one.
Yeah. I mean, this
is like a Christmas movie. I'll do it.
Right.
This has got to be such a great thing to study, though, because it really is like the story itself is pretty basic.
Right.
It's not the most outlandish thing. It's people conning other people, really.
Right.
And it follows this pretty even structure of, like, you know, they con them, they work for them, things are good, things get bad, and so on. Like,
yeah.
It's not rocket science, but it's those little, it's finding the way to then take those, like, the bones of that story
right.
and mm-hmm. connect those, find right. where can two characters connect in a way that will blow some podcaster's mind.
It's like, I remember just in school, like, studying movies and sitting there and being like, you know, someone would make a connection in a movie and I'd be like, well, there's no way that they, like, meant to do that. You're just reading into this. And I feel like no matter how many times you do that with this movie, it's just like, no, that was supposed to happen. That was definitely what he wanted to do.
Too many. Yeah. Perfect connection.
Right. Absolutely. And think about the moments.
This wasn't Dwayne's accidental double penetration.
Right. Think about
equally
the...
Equally beautiful.
Right, thank you very much. Like, the moments with the father and the two fathers in the car. And it's like, even that, like, how he comes so close to just saying some inappropriate shit and then backs it and then backs away from it. Like, even that is enjoyable. Like, you could pluck that in and watch it. You could just watch that without knowing anything else about the movie.
Yeah.
Because you're just like, this guy's going to get himself fired. And then he just backs away from it. And what's the good thing about that is it shows the father was never that stable.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously they're in their station in life, probably for generations by this point, family-wise. But there is something too that, like, he's not the type of person that's going to run a successful business. It's been ingrained in his DNA to, like, either look for an easy way
to
make money to get out or half-ass it, they had failed businesses, like you mentioned. Like, it feels like you identify with them so much for that reason, because it's like, well, of course he can't run a successful business. He has none of the background and none of the family history to indicate that he'd be able to
But he also can't just drive the car without shutting up.
It's like those it's like those little things where it's like, this, he is who he is.
And
there's no, like, even the rich father tells him, like, oh, so-and-so used to kind of cross the line sometimes. Like, he explains to him that he does not want the line crossed.
Right.
He still toes that line. Like, it's just in him.
And I love it when he's playing Indians and Cowboys and Indians, which was amazing that they would play Cowboys and Indians. It's like, you know, we just infiltrated everyone, right?
It's our movies.
Yeah, right.
Movies are the reason that I genuinely believe that, like, those signs are in Japan because of American entertainment.
I think you're right. Yeah. Like, even as much as military and stuff. Mm-hmm. And when he's like, he's kind of giving them a little bit of, you know, some shit because maybe he doesn't want to be there. And he's like, hey, can I remind you? I'm paying you. I like the way the dad bossed up. It was just nice. It was eloquent. Everything the rich dad did had an eloquence to it. It was
Well, he was delicate and measured, and even when he was being a dick, it wasn't screaming. It was But like the other dad completely lacked all that subtlety. He couldn't be that guy.
It was
such a great contrast of both sides without demonizing either.
Right, exactly.
I found the poor mom to be the least likable person in this movie.
She was she was ruthless.
Yeah,
like,
I think
the rich dad is not very likable, and, like, I mean, the whole, like, sex scene just made me just be like, fuck this guy. Like, when she's like, yeah, go clockwise or whatever, I was like, what the fuck is your sex life? But I don't know. For some reason, she just seemed like the most ruthless, the most, the least skilled in the trick that she's playing. Like, Jessica was the one who really kind of does, or the daughter was the one that was, like, really kind of trying to play the game, and so was the son.
Right.
And the dad just had to drive a car.
Yeah.
And she just, like, clearly didn't know how to do anything that she was supposed to do and was just kind of faking it, which now that I say it, I just kind of respect a little bit, but still.
it's like she had the least respect for authority, it seems. Like,
yeah.
Everyone else sort of was like, well, we're running a scam. We got to do it just so. Yeah, and she just seemed a little more crude.
Yeah. But
maybe that's the woman that would be with him. I don't know.
And it makes sense because the maid was fired in the most ruthless way, too. So I guess it kind of matches with that. Like, the whole peach scene is so, like, beautiful and graceful and poetic and lovely and just fucked up. But, like, the layers of that are so crazy that...
Yeah. It was really fun to see just the different levels of the four poor family members, because you do see the son gets in first, and he's good, but he's also immediately
trying to making hook up out with this girl. With this,
you're already jeopardizing this shit, dude.
Right.
But then his sister comes in, and she's like, I'm a fucking professional.
Yes.
Like,
I am a con artist. She is
such an amazing liar.
I made the document, and now I have come
here. She's unreal.
Yeah.
So, like, she's obviously like, all right, this is the one who's going to be the brains of it. And then as the parents come in, you're like, oh, these two are going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
But, like, the dad seems reliable enough, and the mom definitely feels like this is where it's going to go south, but every one of them has a different level of, like, you're wondering the whole time who's going to fuck it up.
Right. Which, but really even that arc is fun, because it's sort of like, it's when they bite off more than they can chew.
Right.
And then you can see it going.
Yeah.
But even when she's at the door, I love that scene when she's like, you know, Chicago, sings it.
Oh, that was the best. That was the moment where I was like,
Illinois, Chicago.
I was just like, yeah, I'm in.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like, when they all decide, you know, they kind of, in a moment of weakness, we have this rich people's house all to ourselves, and they just immediately
all their food,
what are you fucking doing? Like, there's like, there's no scenario where they come home. Also, do they not have ring cams in fucking South Korea? Like, that was my one thing. I was like, is there not a Nest camera somewhere around this house watching all of you maniacs? But that was like, you could feel it, like, at the same time, you're like, I get why they couldn't resist.
Yeah.
Because they've just
never had the opportunity. So let's just pretend.
Like, look at how these people live. Like, just blown away.
And what's great about that is, like, you have to respect your opponent, for lack of a better word. And they it's like the rich people are rich, and they kept sort of harping on the mom being naive.
Mm-hmm.
But the rich people were not dumb. Like, the mom was naive just because she wasn't looking for something wrong.
Yeah, she was trusting.
She didn't think she was being conned. She didn't think she had to worry about that.
And I think that scene is great because they completely underestimate these rich people.
Yeah.
And, like, everyone is where they're at for some reason. Like, even even, like, the way you guys are here because of maybe some lapses in judgment, they're there minus sort of, like,
minus the advantages they had.
Minus where you were born and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone's where they're at for a reason. So
I mean, look, you can be born rich and fuck up your entire life.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's been done.
Right.
So you got a head start, but you're right. And that is the moment where you when they start partying in that house, that's the moment for me where you realize, there is no overcoming their situation.
Right,
their nature.
Right. They have this one night where they can do this.
But you realize, like, the fact that they can't party in this house is like, there is no chance. It's not going to get better.
Yeah.
They are who they are, and they're stuck in it.
Right.
Let's jump into these games. I could talk about this movie forever, but let's get to these. Let's make a drinking game out of this movie. So every time something repetitive happens, you have to take a drink. I'll start this one off. We touched on this. It's pretty broad, but it's just every time you laugh at something that is just deeply fucked up.
Because
they just present it. They present it in a way that it's like, man, it's funny, but, like, I know I shouldn't be laughing at this lady getting blasted with a rock, but, like...
And yes, here I am.
And even when that rock, I was like, oh, what is he going to do with that rock? But it's... And the thing is, even the other poor lady, you made me think of this, like, running up the stairs, like, what are you going to do? You're going to drop dime on them and yourself at once?
Right.
Like, just stay your ass down there, and you guys can work it out after.
Yeah.
Unless
we'll
they kill
it
you.
Out.
Yeah.
Right.
It
doesn't have to go this way.
Blow up everybody's
You guys
deal.
Can just both suck from the same teat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's how you say it, but
it anyway, is. You
yeah,
got
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Dwayne, what do you think, man?
It's not too inventive, but it speaks to my own sort of like the way I deal with suspense. Every time you want them to stop while they're ahead.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. It's a different movie. Obviously, that's not the movie he made. But just, I felt like after the daughter got in, you could have just chilled.
Of course. And, yes. And you should have.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's...
You've got just, two salaries right, coming in. Right, right. It's definitely an upgrade from your life.
Absolutely.
Cut it out there.
Yeah. I mean, that's the mark of such a good... thriller or suspense movie, in the sense of like you just wish like stop before it all falls apart. You want them to stop, and they're never gonna. It wouldn't be a movie,
right.
But I like that one. What do you think, Alex? What's your drinking game?
So I had originally just written down every time someone lies, take a drink, and then I put a little thing next to it that says you'll die. so then I changed it to take a drink, or it doesn't happen as often as the other things that you guys mentioned, so I would say finish a drink every time someone sniffs in disgust. But then I also had nice. Every time you do take a drink, you have to say Jessica Only Child, Illinois, Chicago.
Oh, that's dope. That's
such an in-depth game. Yes. I love it.
Mine's got layers.
So this was obviously nominated for a bunch of Oscars. It won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, and International Feature. But what is a category that if it was nominated in, it definitely would have taken the trophy home? What do you think, Dwayne?
I would say best case for not having a basement apartment. I mean, I had a basement apartment before, and oh man, I just and that, even that was a little comical, like the sewage and all of that. But yeah. Just work harder.
That was mine. Was set design of an underground house that people mistake for a toilet.
Right.
Achievement in set design.
Best case for windows too. Right? Just like, closing them in general.
But exactly.
Those windows.
I loved how literal that was. Like that could have been like this is really on the nose. They're in a basement apartment. They're at the bottom. These people are up on a hill.
Right.
But it was so on point, and the place filling with sewage. After things had started to go
really
completely crazy for them, it's just like, man, what a great way to show like the shit keeps piling up on these people. That's their lives.
Yeah, they're not only like up a hill, but you have to like walk up that driveway too. I forgot about that part. Yeah. So it's really like the contrast is insane.
Yeah, which is gotta be another reason why everyone at the party is like, who the fuck was that guy?
Yeah.
Stabbed, like, what is a homeless guy doing up right here? Alex, what do you think? What's your Oscars category?
I had my it's basically what is probably an MTV Movie Award category, but I had just best what the fuck moment.
Yeah,
because I feel like this movie had about 20 of them.
Absolutely.
And I think that Bong Joon-ho probably would win this every single year he had a movie out.
Yeah.
At this point, he seems like he's a guy who's so good at that moment that, like you said, even watching his movies, knowing that
it's
coming.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There was irrelevant. A point where I was like, is it not coming?
Yeah, and then
I was
like, oh, that's how he got there you. He
but here's the thing.
Like, I'm going to do it 10 minutes later in this movie.
It's almost like, I'm sorry, I'm so sports heavy today. But you know, like, when did Kobe pass Jordan? Not like all time, but just when they were playing. Yeah. When did LeBron pass Kobe?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of that, you just made me think. I mean, he does the what the fuck moments way better than M. Night, right?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Like M. Night, you know, you got to work on your game, son. And you make great movies, too. Don't get me wrong. You make great movies, but it's not as forced.
It's not. Like, M. Night's are twists, and this is like... what the fuck? It's definitely a twist, but you're also like, holy shit, like, are you guys seeing this? Like, what is happening?
I feel like he got handicapped by his first
it was
twist.
So good.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, well, I saw that twist coming.
If I was him, I would never even do a twist again.
No, I would
do Christmas movies.
Yes. Yes. Make you wait. Like, when does Santa Claus like turn into an alien? Like, what's happening?
Let's come up with a new tagline for this movie. The U.S. tagline is act like you own the place, which is a great tagline.
It really is.
That's really good.
Very good.
So usually we say come up with a better one, but just come up with another one.
Yes, yes.
No, this one's too good.
No pressure. Mine is just the rich don't do background checks. They're like, yeah, you know this person? Bring them in. Right. Like, just reckless.
I like that one too.
Oh, actually. Yeah. My other one was just strap the fuck in. Like, prepare yourselves.
That's great. I'll give two just because you have give two.
I always
do this too. I always do this anyway.
Three.
So I said, fake it after they make it. Also, if you smell, own it.
Yeah.
Don't kill people because you smell.
Yeah, I smell. Deal with it.
Right. That is. I feel like that's got to be like he's heard that before. He's been told he smells. And listen,
maybe he can do nothing about it
his whole life.
But you got a wife. You got some kids. You did a lot smelling. You know what I mean?
More than most smellies.
Hey, exactly.
Alex, what do you think? What's your new tagline?
Well, based on act like you know the place, I just had know your place. Just like...
Ooh, nice.
Stay, and then I also had stay like... Just real short, just move on up. Because it's the nice. Same thing that you said. It's just like, that's what they're doing. They're moving all their shit up the ladder, and it just doesn't
only
work.
To tumble further back down. Like that's I think what I ended up loving so much about this is that is a story we've seen a million times.
Yeah,
it's been done. It was presented in such a different, interesting way that I just didn't expect that at all. Let's come up with a way that you would con a rich family. Like, what would you pretend to be to get in the door, Dwayne? What do you think?
Okay, my first one is. You know, you can, I don't know, read into it. Maybe there's nothing to read into, but it'll show you what I think about these people. A life coach.
Just
you can fake that for sure.
Yeah, like I know a girl, this is back in the day, she had a life coach, and when she started describing the situation, she was like, we don't meet, but we like, it was like there were limitations and she could only call, and I'm like, oh, you just give this dude money, huh? That's pretty sweet. So I'm going to say a life coach or a person who speaks to not your past lives, but your future lives. Ooh. So that way they can't even, like, you don't know yet. You're going to be like
a psychic?
No. You're telling them about who they will be in the future.
Like a psychic?
Like a psychic.
No. Future lives.
The next life.
Okay. Next life, yeah. Okay. Next life, excuse me. Okay. Next life. Like, yeah.
Dwayne doesn't know what a psychic is.
No, next life. And so,
I gotcha.
And then maybe you could set up, just how like they say Walt Disney was Frozen or whatever. Mm-hmm. You could, anyway, you could do a thing where you just write down everything and you say, I'm going to get this to you in your next life.
Love that. This is a deep comment.
It has to be something no one can disprove.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing.
Right.
If you get in the door with that,
right.
You're in.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like you're golden.
And the great thing is like when they say something that's like even halfway profound, you go, oh, this will be good for your future, for your next life. Let me write it down.
Yeah. I like it. That's so smart. I'm like, I had such a hard time thinking of what I know well enough. And I think I could pull off.
You got to pick something no one else knows.
I think I could pull off golf instructor.
Ooh, nice.
If it's a rich family who doesn't play golf, but they're like newly rich, so they want to be.
Right,
well, we want our kids to play golf.
Sure.
I own clubs. I could sit there.
I've never played golf in my life. I bet you could easily convince me that you knew what you were doing.
I could tell you how to swing a golf club. I could tell you what you're doing wrong. If it came to like, well, now you get up and show us, I'd be like, this isn't about me.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not consistent.
I haven't played since the injury. So yeah, I can't
exactly.
Do this.
I'd have to fake. Right. Maybe I'd have to like Chubbs Peterson it and chop off my own hand.
But I do feel like YouTube has made the art of bullshitting a bit harder.
That's true. But I like to think, or at least the people in this movie, it also like in the way that they didn't do
they
background
like
checks,
personal interaction.
It didn't surprise me either that there wasn't any like follow up to like
right,
there wasn't
right, right.
any real suspicion. No. There was never like, let me just double check, make sure this person's for real.
Well, right, when right. everything has probably gone really well for you in your life, you don't really have a reason to.
There's no
to
reason
do that.
To doubt it. And I will say, having had the baby recently, and now that I'm back at work and my wife is back at work, we have a nanny helping us during the the day.
Oh, nice, nice.
And I think about this movie every day.
Right, right. I'm like, oh, wow.
You should check your basement.
I have no idea if anything on your resume is true, but you seem to know what you're doing.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
It's cool. Alex, what do you think?
I said that I would be an event planner. I feel like that's a thing.
That's so strong.
I could really fake.
Ambiguous enough.
I think
enough
a lot
like,
of people could fake that.
I think all of the people that do it are faking it.
Yeah. That's such a strong
like a
thing.
Wedding planner. So it's strong. Just
and it lends itself to like things coming up. And just getting more money from them.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Oh, the chairs won't be.
Oh, you didn't think about this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. That's something yeah. that I wonder a lot here in LA is like how many people that we know that have enjoyed great success are just getting bled dry and don't know it.
a friend of mine was getting married a couple years ago, and she called a like downtown venue and said, "Oh, how much for a wedding?" And they said it's $20,000 to like rent this. And she called a week later and was like, "How much for a party?" And they were like $12,000. She was just like, "Okay, yeah, I understand how this system
nice.
Works."
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's just people are definitely right. getting absolutely
that's great
because
you could be like,
to pay for
"Well, fuck it, yeah. I don't need to have a party." But you're not gonna say, "Fuck it, I'm not gonna get married."
Right? Yeah.
This is a tough one, but let's close it out with what is your favorite moment from this movie and why? This was a tough one for me. I've mentioned both of them, but I gotta go with the Kim Jong-un impression. Her husband.
I think I might need to watch it again.
No,
watch that
I remember
part.
That, but I couldn't tell if it was good, but I was like,
no,
oh, she
wasn't.
Just did a
it
deep
was,
voice.
No, it was terrible.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
the husband cackles in such, I mean, this guy's crazy.
Delighted.
He's basement crazy.
He hasn't seen a lot of things
lately. Yeah. And
lately.
He just laughs so hard, and he's like, "You do the best, Kim Jong-un." I'm like, what am I watching? Oh, I loved it so much. Dwayne, what do you think, man?
You know, it's interesting. I think we sort of like the same things. Because I have three moments that I think, I don't know if they sum up the movie, but not moments, two are moments. So when a tutor immediately hits on a girl.
Yes.
I just was like, what the fuck? WTF. Like,
that's such a tutor move,
they spent
though,
so
that?
Much time. Like, there was so much time. His buddy was like, "I'm picking you because I know you won't hit on her."
Yeah.
Cut to him hitting on her. I just thought that was great.
It was such a great, like, depiction of that age, too.
Yes.
It's like, he's not a bad dude, but, like, he sees the opportunity presenting itself,
right.
And
he's like,
fuck that guy.
When she goes to college, I'm going to come back to date this girl. And he's like, well, we'll see about that. I'm going to handle that.
Or
no,
that's exactly what I'm going to do.
I like that. Any scene with the sister, she's just amazing.
That's
and
what I have to.
I love the son. Let me say it how I wrote it. When the son blows up their spot on a fragrance tip.
That is a great moment. Just a little kid just being so honest.
I love the moment because then they have to think about it. They have to, one, admit they smell. It's not a coincidence you all smell the same.
Yeah.
And then them trying to figure out what to do, change soaps. I just
right.
love that.
The panic that ensues.
Yeah,
it was great. Close it out for us, Alex.
I also had everything that Jessica does.
Yes.
And then, but we talked mostly about all how she's like the only one acting here, like doing any real work.
Right.
But I talked about it too. The taking the maid down the entire scene. They like do the peach fuzz and they like just like whew, like blow it out, and then they're like in the basement practicing with the script. As they're doing it, like as it's cutting to scenes where it's actually happening, that was so cool.
Yeah.
And then they put the hot sauce on the napkin and you're just like, man, you guys are bad people.
Yeah, they are. And that's, I think what ends up being, I mean, I guess it's not really, the biggest tragedy of the daughter dying is that she easily had the most potential to be the one to get up and out.
Yes.
Because
Totally.
She would have been fine. But also like, she, even if she didn't make good of it, she would have been like a great criminal or something. She would have been so interesting, and it was taken away, and that sucked.
Yeah.
I think that about does it. I could honestly talk about this one forever. We got a couple good ones in a row, man. Like 1917 was great. Defending Your Life, and now this. We're on a roll.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should keep just picking do
good movies. It's so fun.
I was thinking
it's so fun sometimes, though.
It's the good thing
make
about
someone watch a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
That's the thing about the bad movies. I don't mind, but when you make someone else watch, it's tough.
We think it's funny, and then, right? then the guest shows up, and they're like, "What is your problem?
Why did you do this this to me.
You made me watch this. Alex, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Tell everybody where to follow you on the internet if you would like to do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or my, tell everyone to fuck off.
First of all, fuck off. You can find my Instagram at fuck off. Instagram is Alex Ovadia. My Twitter, which, you know, gets used every once in a while, is...
Twitter has been dormant for some time for me.
It's Vades. V-A-D-E-S. 3 times.
Nice.
Vades.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, if you want to find me on Facebook, I don't know why you would want to do that.
If you're a mom.
Yeah.
Also...
If you are my mom, you have a lot of unread messages.
And look for Alex on Tosh.0.
Yeah, I'll be
fun
there.
Fun guest appearances doing embarrassing shit on television.
Yeah.
Nice. DwayneParkins.com is their website. Dwayne Perkins on Instagram. I'll be in and around the Los Angeles area. In May 13th, I'm doing a show in New York. It's like for the library. So it's kind of interesting.
It's like cool. For the library?
Yeah, like the New Library York Society library. Or something. Yeah, it's nice. Like I get to read. I get to do comedy and then like sell my book.
That's cool,
yeah,
man.
So I haven't uploaded the info yet, but I will shortly. And that book I was just mentioned is Zombie Run, available on Amazon.
Check it out, guys. Nice. I am at TK Kelly Comedy on all social media. I will be in, where am I coming up? I think I have some San Diego shows. I have some Detroit shows in May. If you're in that area, come check me out. Also, follow us at Movie Nightcast on all social media. Keep giving us your feedback, your suggestions, any movies that are like your all-time favorites that we haven't gotten to somehow. I don't know. It seems like we've gotten to all the good movies, guys.
Right.
The well has run dry. We're going to do
Paddington 2 one more time.
Okay. All right. You come back next week for Paddington 2, yes. And then we quit. That is it for this week. Thank you, Alex, again for being here. It was so much fun.
Thank you so much.
Tune in next week, guys.
You've been listening to Movie Night with Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly. Be sure to like them on Facebook. Just search for Movie Night Podcast Show. And follow them on Twitter. Just search for @MovieNightCast.